Mark chapter 10. And he arose from thence, and cometh unto the coasts of Judea, by the farther side of Jordan. And the people resort unto him again. And as he was wont, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him, and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him? And he answered and said unto them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement, and to put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, For the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and cleave to his wife. And they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And in the house his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And he saith unto them, Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another, committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. So the Pharisees had come to Jesus, tempting him, asking him about this question. Because on many occasions Christ has spoken out against adultery in this fashion, that divorce is really just another form of adultery, and that whoever marries the woman that's put away is committing adultery, and whoever puts his wife away is forcing her to commit adultery, and whoever puts her husband away, she commits adultery. And the Pharisees, being aware of this, that he says this, then they think, well, we have a point here where we could get him to contradict Moses. And so they ask, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? And they're tempting him because they know he teaches that it's adultery. So then the question comes, well, then is it lawful to put them away in the first place? So what are you saying? That Moses was wrong? That it's not lawful to put away your wife as he commanded? And then Jesus, by way of answering, he says, well, what did he command? And they said, well, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and put her away. That's what Moses allowed. That's what suffer means. It means to allow something. And Jesus, his answer is that it says, for the hardness of your heart, he wrote this precept to you. Because men are evil. Men are evil. And they will get rid of their wives one way or the other, right? They're going to find a loophole. You know, in the strictest societies, you know, when you forbid divorce, men resort to murder. Because that's the wicked and hard heart of man. I want another woman. This woman pleases me not. I can't divorce her. That's against the law. Kill her. Because divorce is a civil way of separating. Whereas murder is a very uncivil way. But the thing is, you can't secretly divorce someone without their consent. Meaning if the wife doesn't want to just separate with you, you can't just divorce her privately, because she'll just go and says, my husband wants to put me away and I don't want to go. And they'll say, well, you can't be divorced. So that happens when you make it illegal to divorce. And you make it difficult to divorce. People resort to evil things because men are evil. Women are evil too. But men are particularly evil in the regard to this kind of a relationship. Yes, women are capable of all the evil that men are capable of. But men tend to be given, like men tend to be more given to violence than women do in general. Now, I'm talking about if you were going to look at it statistically. Not that any given woman could be more evil than a given man. I mean, just depending on the example. There's always extreme examples in everything where you can find something that's out of the mean, you know, out of the normal range of behaviors. Of course. But we know. For the hardness of the hearts of men, Moses wrote, suffering men to put their wives away. And what about God? That begs the question. So did God approve? Well, God, I suppose, was consenting to what Moses wrote. If not directly dictating it. When they say Moses suffered, they may just be referring to the writings of Moses, which of course contain the laws of God. And in Moses, they are suffered to write a bill of divorcement. But also in Moses is contained the beginning. In the beginning of, Genesis, God made the male and female. And for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. And cleave means to shall be joined. And they too shall be one. The idea is that man and woman would become one together. And that there is a divine joining in that union. It's not merely, because a lot of people sometimes think, oh, is it because of the sexual act? Well, that is the outward joining. But it's more than that kind of joining. The reason, when we get married, we acknowledge it publicly. You know, it's not just that, because otherwise there'd be no such thing as fornication. It would just be marriage and serial adultery. You know, the carnal act is not itself marriage. Not at all. It could just be fornication. And the sin in that is taking it so lightly. And not joining yourself to someone. Because it's not just outwardly. You can't just outwardly become joined for a moment and then become joined for life. I mean, without some sort of other commitment. You know, just like children, they're an outward sign of something, of a joining, because there's what better example of the way in which we become one? A man and a woman producing a new child. One flesh out of two. But still, that's only outward. And what Jesus is saying, not so much how things are, but how they ought to be. And God's law allowed for how things are, and how men's hearts are. But that does not always address the issue of how things ought to be. And when God joins us together in marriage, when we are joined together in His sight, because God ordained marriage, therefore we ought not separate. Of course, many people have separated, right? And what does Jesus say? That's adultery. That is adultery. According to Christ.